Hello. Did you miss me?
No, probably not, because you probably haven't a clue who I am. I'm Andy Backhouse, and once a year, more or less once a year, I get to come and do a show on Edit Radio. See, I've been campaigning and protesting for ages. I guess this means now that I've got a regular slot on Edit Radio, I can stop camping in Big Boss Kev's garden now. I've literally done like a one-off show once a year, so this feels as special as like Christmas and Easter combined, really. And because of that, I want to get it right. You know, Kev's trusted me with a regular slot. I wanted to get it right. I wanted to do justice to that. So I've been spent ages and weeks perfecting and honing and crafting and cutting the track list. And I just screwed it up and threw it in the bin. I'm like a kid who spends ages making a sandpit on the beach and then as soon as it's done, put the little flag on it and I just kick it over. I'm like an infant, to be honest. So because of that, I had no show prepared. Been up all night, you know, in a cold sweat in the dead of night with my life flashing before my eyes, and I thought, Eureka, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a show about my life. I know, bear with me here. So, you know, I've come to face it. I will never get the royal invitation to do a Desert Island Discs. That's fine. I'm a Z-list celebrity. I'm not even on that league. It's fine. But, you know, instead, I'm going to bring it to Edit Radio. So I thought I could play my favourite songs of all time. But that also got me thinking that I could also talk about why they're special to me. And before you know it, you have the biggest ego complex in the history of Edit Radio. So music has been a huge part of my life since I was born, really, since I was in the cot. My dad raised me on the Beatles and my mum raised me on classical music. And for me, music is more than just a soundtrack to my life. It's more the other way around. My life is a soundtrack to music. Everything's just revolved around music, really. So I opened the show with Phoenix with Too Young. That's from their album that came out in the year 2000 called United. And I'd love to say they're a band that I've always been into. I'd love to say, oh yeah, man, I was into them before they were famous. But to be honest, I've only got into them fairly recently. I've done a crash course in Phoenix. And it's so exciting when you... Half exciting, half daunting when you get into a new band that have a big back catalogue like that. Because Phoenix, it's just a goldmine of albums. And you think, oh God, where do I start?
Evaporate in the light anymore.
Late of the Pier with Space in the Woods. That's from their 2009 album Fantasy Black Channel. Way back in 2009. God, that makes me feel old. Back in the day, 2009, they were the days of the good life. Now, welcome to the most egotistical show in Edit Radio's history. This is going to go down in the Guinness World Book of Records. For this podcast, I'm running through my entire life story through music. Now, I've literally been obsessed with music from maybe not conception or birth, but pretty early on. My first words, according to my parents, were Spice Girls. I know. What does that say about me? Probably everything. And since then, since about like the age of 13, that was when I got really into music and became this proper train spotting music nerd. I was never into football, so I went to the newsagents to buy the Enemy magazine to just kind of make myself look cool and fly underneath the radar of getting beaten up, to be honest. And yeah, the band that first really led me astray from kind of pop music you'd see on Top of the Pops with Reggie Yates and down into the weird rabbit hole of weird and wonderful music was Late of the Pier. And that album, Fantasy Black Channel from 2009, it still sounds way ahead of its time. It's so good. So this is my first permanent Edit Radio, and a bit like The Truman Show, except where Jim Carrey knows his life's on a TV show and he's just posing for the camera. So when Big Boss Kev from Edit Radio called me up to offer me this new slot, I was like, hell yeah. But he said, one condition. I know you wouldn't do this anyway, he says, Kev. Don't make it about ego. Focus on the music. So yeah, sorry, Kev. I could hear him crying. And now I'm going to cut to the chase and play my favourite band ever throughout my entire life and probably previous lives before, previous incarnations.
Change his thoughts, the king knows, and I know it, and everybody knows.
Everything, my favourite band in the world on Edit Radio with Spring, Sun, Winter, Dread. That is from their new album Get to Heaven, which came out yesterday. I'm fingers crossed. I'm not a supporter of football, but I'm really hoping and praying to God, you know, much like when you support your favourite football team, that everything, score a goal this Sunday and get to number one in the charts, basically. I'm not, you know, I'm putting all my bets in. They really deserve it as well, because everything, they sound like, yeah, they get compared to Foles and Field Music, but really, they sound like nobody else. And yet they kind of sound like everybody else in a weird oxymoron kind of way. They're, in the same way that Britain is all the best bits of all the places we've invaded over time, like we've got bits of Roman and Anglo-Saxon and Italian and French, everything are just like that. They've kind of invaded pop music, from Radiohead to the Beatles to Destiny's Child, and they've thrown that in their big melting pot of genres, and it equals those, that amazing song Spring, Sun, Winter, Dread. And the album Get to Heaven is so good. Like, I wish they'd beam that out on Mars. You know how, you know, when they cast out space probes or NASA picked the first song to be played on Mars. Why did it have to be Will I Am? Why couldn't you have Taste NASA and play something from everything? I mean, if extraterrestrial life are out there and they hear the music from our planet and they hear Will I Am, that's just embarrassing. But back to planet Earth, back to Edit Radio. I'm Andy Backhouse, running through all my favourite songs ever from the beginning of time. And right now, bearing that in mind, you might recognise this. Ooh, watching me, hanging by a string this time. Don't easily, climax of a perfect life. Ooh, watching me, oh, hanging by a string this time. Don't easily. Let's Love this song. Still sounds so good. And you're not going to persuade me otherwise. That's Gabriella Shilmi on Edit Radio, making her Edit Radio debut. Yeah, quite possibly. I'm quite proud of this exclusive. So that is Sweet About Me from her album Lessons to Be Learned, which, no matter what you say, is really, really good. So deal with it. You might be wondering why I'm playing that on this life story episode of Edit Radio. Well, it's because when I was about 12, 13, I might have perhaps, probably, possibly had a bit of a massive crush on Gabriella Shilmi, I'm not going to lie. When I was like 12, 13, you know, I was reading up interviews with her, and I read that she finds bass guitarists the hottest in bands. So to win over her heart, I learned to play the bass guitar. Didn't last very long. I got to about grade one. It's not like back in medieval times where men used to slay dragons to win over the hearts of women. I just played bass guitar for a bit. With this podcast I do, I got to interview Gabriella Shilmi the other day, which is pretty, pretty cool. Shame her brother was also in the band. Awkward. So fast forward a few years later, when I'm getting into my teen years. I'm still in my teen years now, but when I was about 13, 14, I used to go to like loads of gigs in my local youth club, which I'll tell you more about later. But I did have my first encounter with the world of sex, drugs and rock and roll. Minus the sex and the drugs bit. So they're called Little Comets. You might have heard them. They're from Newcastle and they were originally signed to a big label, but that didn't work out. So they took it on themselves and it's taken them a longer route to get to where they are now into the charts. But it has so paid off. If you saw Little Comets play a gig in Newcastle or anywhere in the north or pretty much anywhere in the UK, they have got a One Direction level of devoted fans. Like, you do not want to get on the wrong side of them. If Little Comets wanted to march in Parliament, they could do it. They would have people who would follow them wherever they went. I went to see them when they, before the height of their power, they were really hyped and everything. They were just signed to Sony and they played a local youth club in Richmond and I was so excited. I went to knock on the stage door before the gig and met Rob, the lead singer of Little Comets. I was like, oh, hi, I'm such a big fan of the band. I really love you. Can I play? I really want to do a collaboration with you on stage with my harmonica. I want to play Jingle Bells with you. So I did my audition in the dressing room and then fast forward to the end of their set. Everyone was chanting, encore, encore, one more song. And they were like, oh, we don't have any more songs. And they were like, but we do have a friend called Andy Backhouse. And yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. I got to play Jingle Bells on my harmonica on stage with Little Comets. And then I crowd surfed. Oh yeah.
Sheets. Oh,
Still such a tune, so good. They keep coming up with the hits, don't they? So, so good. Little Comets on Edit Radio with One Night in October. And I fully recommend you just go on iTunes and have a big shopping spree, frankly. Just click download on all their albums. You won't wake up in the morning and regret it, I promise you. And now it's time for my favourite songwriter of all time, within a 15-mile radius of where I live. So when I was about 14 and 15, after this youth club gig where Little Comets played, that was like a one-off gig in the youth club. And I was like, oh God, I want to do more of that. I want to crowd surf playing Jingle Bells on my harmonica with more rock bands. So when I was about 14, 15, I recruited some friends from a school and we put on some gigs. So we like designed the flyers and the posters and the tickets ourselves and pestered all our friends to come to this gig at the youth club. The promotions team was called We Eat Music with an exclamation mark, thank you. And the first gig, we had a local musician playing as a support act. But a few days before the gig, he had to pull out. This was a disaster as far as we were concerned. This was the biggest disaster since SATS. So we didn't have anyone to play as a support band. So I was at the youth club, you know, me and my mates just hanging out. And we got introduced to Gina Cara, who came up to us. And she then introduced her little brother, Nico. And she was like, I've got my little brother, Nico. He's really talented. He's never played a gig before. He hasn't got any recordings, but take a punt on him because he's so good. And we're just like, yeah, fine, he can play. So he booked his very, very first gig, even though we'd never heard him. And we didn't hear him until he actually played the gig. So that anything could have happened there. But then when he played, jaws dropped in that youth club. It was the best set, not only of that gig, we put on quite a lot of gigs for our teen years at the youth club. To be honest, it's not professional to say this, but he was the best at every single gig. He was so, so good. So we just kept booking him for every gig. And then for my 18th birthday, this is years later now, we're getting old and grey. For my 18th birthday, I had birthday badges pinned across my shirt, just as a subtle hint. Did he sing happy birthday to me in the set? No, I don't think he did, but I'll let him off because he has such amazing music. I really, really hope you like this guy. This is Nico Cara, and this is his single, A Fish Hooked On. I'll wait, then I'll wait some more. But I know what you're like, so I don't know what I'm waiting for. I think an awful lot, back and forth, back again. I wish I knew how to stop. I'm just a fish hooked on your line. Stay here for good. Oh, how I shine. Yeah. the extremely talented Nico Cara on Edit Radio with a fish hooked on. And massive congratulations to Nico. He finally had his first Radio 1 play last week, thanks to Mr. Hugh Stevens. And yeah, I put on his very first gig. Just remember who put on your first gig, Nico. Thank you. I want a 20% cut of all your future big hit singles. So it's Andy Backhouse here on Edit Radio, running through all my favourite records that are basically soundtracks and being the pillars of my life. And so going back to primary school, the school reports, they're always very good. The teachers, parents evening said to my parents, "Oh yeah, he's a great kid, really great, but he always daydreams out of windows." I was never the cool kid, you know, I always got picked, not last, but like fourth last in football teams. I always used to kick the football into the houses beyond the field. That wouldn't help my chances. I'm not going to get into Man U anytime soon. My mum tried to get me into Warhammer, you know, that models club, to help me make new friends, but because I was a bit of a geek. But I was never geeky about like Star Wars or Star Trek or anything geeky like that. But when I was 8, something landed in front of me that would change my life forever and really got me into some completely amazing classical music, actually. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little. It didn't change my life, but it is a great TV show. Basically, I have Doctor Who to thank / blame for a very lonely childhood. But yeah, Doctor Who, I don't want to play the Delia Derbyshire Doctor Who theme because that's hardwired into like all our national consciousnesses, really. Which is another way of saying it's very annoying. So it's kind of like hearing Happy Birthday or Jingle Bells and trying to appreciate that they are catchy songs. But all its wit and charm and incredible actors and writers and set designers, most of all, it has some really beautiful music. Murray Gold with Together or Not at All from the episode The Angels Take Manhattan from, of course, Doctor Who. Is from the end scene where Amy and Rory Pond, the Doctor's companions, if you didn't already know that, plunge to their deaths. And, of course, time gets written and they're fine, obviously. I mean, it's Saturday tea time, come on. So Murray Gold, he's been a composer on the show Doctor Who since about 2005. And I think because he's a composer on a kids' TV show, he is incredibly underrated and overlooked. in hundreds of years' time, Doctor Who will kind of be regarded like the works of Shakespeare. Because, you know, you only have your TARDIS in the show. And everything else, the cast, the set, even the lead actor, can be completely changed over time to fit with the modern-day trends. And because of that, each era of Doctor Who, from William Hartnell to Tom Baker to David Tennant, and right now to Peter Capaldi, each era from the 60s to the 80s, despite being a science fiction show, can really create a really accurate document of television and popular culture today. Yes, ladies, I am single.
Yo, Streds. Yeah, it's nice. Yo, Cloud9, no hype. Oh shit, gang. Yo, look, this shit, I'm trying to get mainstream money. Spending babes and ice cream money. Please don't get caught up in a hack with a book and I still wait making money. Batting a man, I know how to beat. Sing, sing, zoom, and I bat like Hitch. Then man, kept spending rumors about C. That's a man with a goon, he's about Carlo. I'm not a man down my road, you see. I'm so E3. In the days of all up in the hands, no, that's them and that's the OD freak. Back to the mic, I'm a killer with a boss. Down there, feel like I'm living on Mars. Starving the hood, always coming in, I'm fully loaded like an arsehole. But look, I'll take the rest of them out. Sound or not, I'm the best one I'm at. Fuck that hate, that's why that bullshit. When you're gonna hear it's the best of them out. Look, younger or older, I'm taking them out. And I don't sleep, don't let it rest in the house. You're gonna hear, bring them out, bring them out.
Bet you weren't expecting that after Doctor Who. We've gone straight into the watershed now. Gang Gang Dance with Princess, featuring none other than the musical artiste, that is, Tinchy Strider, on Edit Radio. I bet it's a while since Tinchy Strider's been on Edit Radio too. You're probably wondering, what's the relevance of that to my life? Well, it is my wedding song, Process of Elimination there. I never really realised this, but my parents are really, really strict. They never caned us, but they stopped us from watching The Simpsons. So because of that, they're not going to let me watch Skins. So I used to watch Skins regardless. When I got home from school and my parents weren't home. So I used to watch it while I'll keep looking over my shoulder to see if my parents have arrived outside yet. And that track, Gang Gang Dance with Princess featuring Tinchy Strider, is from the Skins soundtrack, Series 3. It's the Best Generation. And Skins, such an amazing soundtrack on that. It's so, so good. I think the real reason my parents tried to shelter me from Skins is because it only really gets your hopes up. College is nothing like Skins, I'm afraid. Just such a letdown. Franz Ferdinand with Take Me Out from their self-titled debut album, which came out in 2004, when they were basically ruling the place. I was about 8 years old when that came out, and I was obsessed with Franz Ferdinand. I recorded their Top of the Pops performance on my VHS, and in my head, on Top of the Pops, they were creatures of the stage. They just oozed coolness and suaveness, and they were just... and debonairness, and they were the ultimate rock band for me. That's how I remembered it. But I made the mistake of watching it back recently on, you know, blowing the dust off my VHS in the attic, watching it back. I say the other day, it was a few years ago now, and ouch! Oh God, they were wearing polo shirts. Not quite as cool as I remember. But the music never aged, and that's the main thing. That song is so good, isn't it? and bang up to present day. I'm now at university and, you know, when songs come out, I get to enjoy it. I get to be front row at gigs. I get to be where the action is. But I just kind of don't get around to it. Leon Bridges, he's played London since I've been here at uni a few times. And I've just missed him for different things. But next time he plays London, nothing is going to stop me. Not a wedding, not my own funeral. I'm going to see this man play live and it's going to be amazing. I just wanna be a better man to my baby. Give me all good love. I was laying with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love, but it wasn't enough. What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another start, girl. All night long I was out to the morning, but baby you're tender. Leon Bridges on Edit Radio with Better Man. And yeah, that's what it's going to be like from now on. I promise. I've changed. I'll be a better man, if you pardon the pun. That's the kind of music I'm going to play on this regular slot on Edit Radio from now on. The final Tuesday of every month with me, Andy Backhouse. It's also a bit of a free sampler of what you can expect on my podcast, which is kind of turned daily now. Yes, I don't have a girlfriend. My podcast is called The Andy Backhouse Show. It's free download on iTunes, and it's all the best new music from across the universe. I mean, the music's pretty Earth-centric at the moment, but I'm working on that. Now, thanks so much for listening to my first Edit Radio show of 2015. It's been a blast. Of course, I've loved it. I've got to play all my favourite songs ever. Now, I don't want to end on a downer, but I've often thought about what song I'd have played at my funeral. Happy summer, everyone. I just want to get all my friends and family to sit down in one place and listen to it attentively. It's so good. You'll hear what I mean. This is Le Bourget on Edit Radio with Eos Boré.
A gente fosse gente e a gente.